Faizi Mfume is stepping down after 9 years as president of the NAACP. The 56-year-old former congressman said he is leaving, as the group is the target of an IRS probe and is engaged in a feud with the Bush administration. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
Mfume was not offered a contract extension by the board of the NAACP, but at a press conference yesterday at NAACP headquarters in Baltimore, Mfume said he made the decision to leave.
There's never a good time to go or leave. You've got to feel it in your heart of hearts. And I came on board to try to do a job. When I felt it was done, no one would have to tell me to move on. I would do so.
Julian Bond, the NAACP's board chairman, also says Mfume was not forced to leave and that his resignation had nothing to do with the IRS probe.
He told the executive committee that he did not want to negotiate an extension of his contract, which had expired. Mr. Mfume told us that his thinking about leaving predated this notice from the IRS that they were going to look into our tax status.
Joe Madison, a former NAACP board member who once headed the group's political operations, says Mfume and Bond are glossing over their real disagreements.
It has a lot to do with long-term conflicts between Julian Bond and Kwaisi Mfume. It became, I think, just a power struggle, and obviously the chair, Julian Bond, had the votes.
The criticism of Mfume centered on his low profile, with few marches or protests that once were the hallmark of the NAACP. Bond wanted to challenge the Bush administration. Duane Wickham, a columnist for USA Today and Gannett newspapers, says for the past 2 years, Mfume and Bond have been battling over the direction of the group.
Whether the organization would be led by a race man who was committed to a civil rights struggle, or whether it might be led by someone who is more of a politician.
In July at the NAACP convention in Philadelphia, Bond delivered a speech strongly critical of the Bush administration. In the 2000 election, an arm of the NAACP ran a critical ad aimed at candidate Bush. As a result, President Bush has refused to attend subsequent NAACP conventions or meet with NAACP officials. Just a few weeks ago, Mfume wrote to the White House asking for a meeting to rebuild ties. Yesterday, Karl Rove, President Bush's top political advisor, called Mfume to wish him well. The turmoil within the NAACP comes as the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the civil rights group once headed by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., is struggling for survival. Ellis Coase is a writer for Newsweek.
What's interesting to me is that the organizations that seem very healthy right now are the organizations that have a very clear purpose. National Urban League, working on everything from education to employment training, is also doing quite well. I think the problem is that a lot of these organizations, whose purpose is not so specific but are broad-range civil rights organizations, are having a lot harder time explaining, in light of all their successes, why they still need to be around.
Joe Madison, the former NAACP board member, agrees.
The NAACP, in a way, has gotten too political. They really need to focus on the issue of civil rights. And I think the NAACP should understand that their interests should not be what the Democrats want. Their interests should not be what the Republicans want. Their interests should be what black people in America want and what's good for this country.
Whatever the next step is for the NAACP, it will go forward without the debt that weighed it down when Mfume took office 9 years ago. Balancing the books may be his greatest accomplishment. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.